I kept saying to my parents, look, you know, please don't send me here, you know, I don't want to be sent away, I want to stay at home. And you know, my parents understood, but they didn't, because they didn't understand the system, didn't understand education authorities, how they worked. They felt that they didn't have much of a choice. They were going along with what we were being told, yeah? Went there and saw the place. It looked very cold, looked very alien. A lot of kids walking around with their arms in front of their hands because they couldn't see and stuff. That's how walking around. And it just looked very, very strange. So anyway, I went there. They asked me to do a test, you know, like of an entry-level kind of test. So they asked me some maths questions, and they read out a passage and asked me to describe what's going on in this passage and what's the main theme of it and blah, blah. And so we did that, and, you know, the result was they said that I'd passed the entry-level test and I was eligible to go. And I just absolutely devastated. My parent, you know, they said to us, my dad said to the welfare officer, whoever it was at the time, that we can't send our son, you know, 126 miles away, you know, his, and, you know, I said, you know, I don't want to go. And they gave us an ultimatum. They said, look, literally, either you stay at home and do nothing, or you go to school at Worcester, because you pass the entry level test, you're clever enough, but that's the only place that can provide, you know, for your level of education. And so it was like I had no choice.